Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you and honored to be with you. I am Daniel Brickman. If you're new to the show, welcome. Glad you're here. Where have you been? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Fantastic broadcast. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Don't forget the on both of those. Daniel Estlin's going to be here in about an hour. And is one of the ones that I really want to talk about the economy and what's going on from a global perspective. Russia, you know, China, America, what does all this mean? The virus, and obviously, like last time he was on, well, I think this virus is, it may be fake, it doesn't make sense, and I'm not a virologist. Now it's, I like to see his opinion now. But I get his point. I mean, I felt the same way. But at some point, does it matter? Because they're acting like it's real, and China and other things, I definitely think it's real.
Yeah, so
now, man-made or accident, or that's two different things. But I mean, there's a real threat. Let me clarify what I'm saying.
Big.
I got a quote for you. This is, Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be here. Another great day in America.
We're so glad that you are here. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's Mika on MSNBC, Mika's father, Mika's his daughter. Here's a quote by him. About 12 years ago, he made this quote.
Mm-hmm. When he was still alive.
Self-evident. There you go. In earlier times, it was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
That's exactly right.
That was a quote by Karen, sent that to me, emailed to me. Great quote, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things before we're going to get to the news. One, if you want to call in and got questions, I know last time, Dave, I'm sorry, last time you were on, we kind of got off to a rough start, but if you want to call, a rough go, anybody wants to call, have any comments, I'd love to hear your perspective. This is how we all learn. By all of our perspectives, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Okay, let me say a couple things before we get to news. This is important. Contacts in Hawaii. There was a line earlier this week around the building at the Costco there before it opened to get supplies. Okay, take that. Two. You obviously know my family started New Man Food Storage, and people are ordering, and people are upset about delays. Let me tell you about the industry right now, and I'll tell you very clearly, because people, you know, it's ambiguous, and people ask me, I will tell you, almost nothing you are ordering now will be shipped this week. It will not happen. This is crazy. The demand we are seeing throughout the industry, I've talked to, I mean, big companies, you know, I'm friends with different people, we've talked. The demand is unprecedented. People's instincts are usually right. So when you order, even when you order from the Power Mall, please do not call. If you're going to call in a week and wonder why in the world is my food storage not here, please don't even order. On the other side, when you order, your first in queue is first to order is first in queue, and the orders will come back as you have ordered. This is not going away anytime soon. The people that I talk to in the industry believe. I, coming from a little different perspective from the context I have in radio show world, what have you, would say that is absolutely true, probably even more true than they realize. So no matter where you order or what food storage company you order some from, you're going to have delays, I pretty much promise you. There are a couple things that we have. You know, if you want some rocket stoves or, you know, water filters, or there's a little bit of food storage that we do have available that will be shipped reasonably quickly, then that is available. But anything else, literally, you're going to have a delay. Now, I tell you that not to dissuade you from purchasing, just the reality, I'm trying to be honest with you. Please do not order if you cannot stand that delay. Having said that, if you don't get your order now, you think, well, I'll just wait a few weeks and order again, then it'll be available. No.
Wrong. Yeah, wrong.
That will not happen. So I want to make that clear. The other thing, I had a conversation with Todd. He was talking about, you know, he was kind of joking about getting toilet paper for his house. Let me tell you, clear as I believe. This is, I believe, this is my personal opinion. You take it for what it's worth. We are going probably this weekend, you know, things like toilet paper, what have you. If you want something in your house, get it now. Get it now. Or wait a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Who knows? I don't know when this is going to break. I'm pretty confident it is. This is for me. This is me. I have to get this now, or else I'm going to wait 3 weeks and I'm going to be uncertain. It's just like food stores. We've been telling you, you know, people call up and they say, can you ship it this week? You know, every interview I've done, anybody's asked me about food stores, they ask about supplies and whatever. I said, listen, let me be clear to you. Again, I've said this, but this is so important. I'll say the same thing I said then. If there is a real emergency, if there is a real panic or a real concern or a real demand, I will not be able to ship food to you on a quick, immediate basis. Period. End of story.
Correct.
Now, use the same logic when we're talking about toilet paper,
yep.
Bounty wipes, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm going to tell you the same thing about, see, now food, now it's happening. I'm going to tell you the same thing that I see occurring. I will tell you right now, if you want something in your house, toilet paper, cans of soup, rice and beans, anything. You want anything in your house?
Water.
Water. You want something in your house, get it now, because there's a very high probability that your selection very shortly will be greatly diminished. Be ahead of the curve.
Yes. Absolutely.
And buy stuff, you know, if it's stuff like, well, I don't know, whatever. Well, buy stuff you'll use anyway. That way you it's not going to be a loss. You know, you always use toilet paper.
You always use it.
You know, or whatever. I mean, I'm just.
You always drink the water.
Right.
Rice and beans, it lasts 10 years or more.
Or whatever.
Or
so,
whatever.
I had to be clear about that. On our orders, we're doing really good on most of the Power Mall products, like the Reaganol, things like that, getting them in. I can't even express to you, ladies and gentlemen, the demand. I have been, Numana was started in 2011. What's that, 9 years? 9 years now? Yeah, wow. 9 years. Never, ever, ever has there been the type of demand. Never. The people's instinct is usually right about this kind of stuff, so take it for what it's worth. I just want to be clear. I talked to my brother-in-law, and he's asking me about different things. We had a discussion yesterday or the day before. He texted me a bunch of things that he's looking at to get, you know, Oreganol, heart drops. You know, I got him on the heart drops, which is good. He's got a crease in his ear.
Wow.
Do you know Jeff? I don't think you met
him. I don't think I met him.
I don't think he did anything.
No, I don't think I met him.
Well, anyway, he's love
he's,
Jeff.
He's starting to convert. Excellent.
No, Jeff's on board a lot of this stuff. I sent Vaxxed to the link to Vaxxed to him. Mm-hmm. He showed it to his wife, and
that's good.
Yeah, she's come along. She thinks she's my favorite sister-in-law, but I guess she is. I don't want to go to her head, though.
Good.
She's probably listening.
Probably.
Probably she will listen. I don't know. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I've just been, I am between Houston and then this week and getting slammed, food storage, I mean, calls, demand. I am being pulled in so many directions. Please pray for me. Please. I'm just frazzled. I mean, I'm just, ugh.
Well, I got something that
goes
right in with your Hawaii store. This is from Zero Hedge. Big, bold letters. It says, "It begins. Hawaii stores empty out on coronavirus panic buying."
Yeah, I have a friend of mine who called in, talked to Todd over at Numana.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one who told me the story. He said before Costco was opened, the line was around the Costco.
Well, here's Zero Hedge saying the same thing. Essentials, toilet paper, bottled water, soap, lots of Clorox. The Clorox was one of the first things.
Well, right, because then you can put it on surfaces.
Yes, exactly. all the coronavirus scare, everything has been the stuff, the shelves are completely wiped out of all the essentials for in Costco. You can buy toys and stuff like that, but
okay, if you want. If you, we got a caller. Just hang on a second, Dave. I'll get to you. If you, the parallels are here. People always ask me about food storage and supply, and I tell people. I guess they people do not take this seriously until there's an emergency.
Until there's an emergency.
They never do.
They never do.
And I told them, if there's a real emergency or if there's a real demand, I will not be able to ship you the food in a timely manner. I will not.
It's the ant and the grasshopper, right?
I will not be able to do it. And okay, then they wait. So first time in the virus, now the demand is so overwhelming. And that I'm telling you about the toilet paper, Clorox, bleach, you know, whatever. You know, take it for
what it's going
to happen. Take it for what it's worth. Well, if it kicks up another notch, it will.
It looks like it's going to kick up another notch.
For me, this weekend, I'm going to the store while before there's a, you know, a panic.
Yeah.
And I'm getting things like we just talked about.
A couple bottles of Clorox.
Clorox. Heck, I'll get the. I like that splashless Clorox. You see
that's
that?
Good. Yeah.
The splashless.
And those wipes. You know.
Anyway, we're gonna get to news. I just wanted to go over that. People have a lot of questions. Is this serious?
We believe it is.
You're darn right. It's serious. I'll tell you what. People are acting like it's serious, and people's instincts is usually right.
Right.
So that tells me a lot. So this is not financial advice. I'm not trying to push you to do. But if you want to order food, you know, it might be a month before we even have it to give it to you. Literally. But if you wait a month,
you ain't gonna get it.
You ain't gonna get it. You gotta get your. I'm telling you.
And you gotta
get your order in now.
And I've heard from the really big companies. There's a 4 week.
Six months. 60 days.
Yeah, 60 days. 8 week wait.
60 days.
Right now, they're saying it's an 8 week wait.
Yeah, and we may be there. I mean, we may be there very quickly. We're working feverishly.
Yep.
Anyway, let's go to the caller real quick, then we'll do news. Anybody else want to get in and get their thoughts and ideas on whatever, you know, please do. Dave in New York, you're live on the air. What's going on, Dave?
On a logical sense, save the softest cotton cloth you can, something that's absorbable. And if you have the ability to boil the water, you would certainly want that. And it would be certain cloths that you will forever be using as any type of protection on your body, including...
That's a great advice. That is great advice. Great advice.
You can reuse it.
You can reuse it, and you can boil. Yeah. You can, you know, I do not know. Here's what I do know, or what I think I know. You know, it's like I'm not a virologist, but I'm 99% sure the virus is man-made. You look in China and some of these places, Italy now, I don't know what's going on in Iran, but Italy, other places, being able to clean surfaces, being able to, I mean, can you imagine the panic of this? You're going to a grocery store and putting your hand on the grocery cart and like, ooh, I don't even know. You know, have you thought about that, ladies and gentlemen, when we go to the grocery store?
Gas.
You know, pumping gas. You're like, ooh, should I even touch this or what? Should I have a, you know, cloth, whatever. It's here. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, your neoprene gloves can be washed after you wear them out for a day. So don't, you know, you want to have those, of course. Now, this is going to sound like I'm being a pain in the neck, but the question for Mr. Echelon was coming on later would be, back when the agencies, you know, the USA Inc. or whatever, ordered a billion rounds of hollow point bullets, just ask them who they intend on using those on.
Billion rounds of hollow point. That's a great question. Billion rounds of hollow point. Okay, who are they for?
Yeah, thank you, Danny.
Oh, absolutely.
Take care, Dave.
God bless, buddy. Great points by Dave in New York there.
Yeah, cloths are very, very sought after in these times.
Let's get to news, and then we'll see where we're at. Erdogan, who's the, what is he, potentate of Turkey?
he's the potentate. I like that, yeah.
Turkey's president.
Yeah.
He opens the gates and begins flooding EU with migrants after Syrian army airstrike kills 33 Turks. Now, they're saying it's Syrian. I don't know what the truth. Who's
supposedly they say it's the Russians that bombed them.
Why would the Russians bomb them?
Don't know. But they're saying it's not the Syrians. They have a peace treaty between them. And I guess they just want to fire it up. I don't know. But Greek's not going to like it because they're sending all those people, 3.4 million headed.
Greece. How many people are in Greece?
I don't know.
How many people? Greece is not a huge country.
3.4 million coming to our country would be, we'd have a hard time dealing with them. That little small Greece, they're going to be laying out on the beaches. They're going to be everywhere.
You want to guess where I look? I'm about to look up.
But 1.2 million.
In Greece? Way more than that. I say 12 million. I say 12 million.
Oh, 10.74 million.
Todd just told me in my ear, 10.74 million. That was close.
So you got three quarters.
So you're 33%.
Yeah.
You're going to get put 33% of the population. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so exasperated, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been paying this show, I know you guys want quick news, but I do not want the magnitude of this moment to pass and to get an understanding of comprehension. You have a situation in Turkey. They're about to open the floodgates to 33% of the population to then be able to flood into a country like Greece, who already is on the verge of some kind of socialist bankrupt collapse.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to handle it.
You have the virus situation. You have the economy is teetering. The Dow this morning went below 25,000.
Yeah.
It was at 29,000, almost 30. Remember just a second ago, is it going to hit 30? Remember the question? It's below 25 this morning. Mm-hmm. That's a 15% blow off, or all, just about, give or take.
Yep.
In a real short time.
Yep, real short time.
Anyway. Any other story with that you want to go?
No, it's just they're going to overwhelm Greece, and next time you visit Greece, you won't notice it. You won't recognize it.
Well, maybe I won't go anymore. WHO bumps coronavirus threat assessment to very high global risk. Okay, yeah. Why did they do this? See, I'm so aggravated about these flights to China. Remember when we were talking about this 2 weeks ago?
I'm so aggravated
about this. I guess I shouldn't be. It's intentional. You know, it makes you think that
it's
intentional.
It's intentional.
Coronavirus continues impacting travels. British Airlines cancels flights to Italy now. Not just China, Italy.
Yeah. They have no food on the shelves in Italy, I heard.
Yeah, it's like Costco in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Cruz denied entry by Dominican Republic over coronavirus concerns, calls it an overreaction. The cruise ship calls it an overreaction.
No.
Dominican Republic says, well, you can call it whatever you want. You're not coming.
You're not coming. I agree.
You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's an overreaction. Yeah. Oh, it's an overreaction. Never mind. Never mind us.
Yeah.
Never mind the 10 people that we got in the middle of the ship that nobody in quarantine.
Yeah.
Swiss government bans all events over 1,000 people. Oh, gosh, you can see how they're going to use this. The right to peaceably assemble. The right that you're shutting all this down.
Yeah.
The governments are going to use this. Whistleblower claims corrupt cover-up of dangerous coronavirus quarantine. Zero Hedge. A complaint filed with Health and Human Services and promptly leaked to the New York Times alleged that federal health employees interacted with Americans quarantined for possible coronavirus exposure without proper medical training or protective gear. Okay, so what's your point? We're not paying attention. This is sloppy, and we should have been restricting this before. Okay, I got you.
They want
check,
to
check,
it.
And check.
They want to spread it. That's what the
that's hard to say. That's so hard to say.
Well, I'm saying it.
Let's put it this way. And we've been debating this.
They've only tested a handful of people coming in.
They don't even test most states.
Yeah, they're not even testing. You know what did they test? I think it's up to a 1,000, I think that's close to 1,000 people in America that they've tested. I mean,
1,000. Yeah,
1,000.
We are going to get.
And they get 10,000 Asians in a month on flights, and they've tested 1,000. And that's been going
on. That's racist. Well,
can't help it. I was born in the South. No, I wasn't.
You're born in New Jersey.
South Jersey. Sorry.
What in the world's that got? That's racist that we stopped Chinese that came from there's only 700 million of them quarantined.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you should be suspicious that one of them might have a virus, you are a flaming racist, sir.
I'm telling you.
There are going to be some stories that aren't involved with coronavirus. New U.S. coronavirus case from area with quarantine evacuees from cruise Wuhan. That's why the Dominican Republic is not letting the cruise ship in.
Exactly.
A Northern California resident has contracted the new coronavirus despite having no known exposure through travel or obvious contact to an infected persons.
Correct.
Oh, they're saying, did they count on the cruise ship that there's no known connection? That bodes extremely bad.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know where they've got it from. They do not have a connected person. They can't make a trail back to patient zero. That means that there's a gap in exposure and spreading, and people are asymptomatic, and this is
That's
a very
the thing.
Bad.
A lot of people don't get sick from this, but they're carriers.
This is a very bad story.
Yes.
Very bad.
I agree.
FDA announces coronavirus-related drug shortage in the U.S.
What drugs? What drug are they going to use? They have no drugs.
They better buy oregano and oregaresp.
Yeah.
That's what they better buy.
Those two and colloidal silver.
We are working with the manufacturer as well as other manufacturers to mitigate the shortage.
What shortage?
This is what FDA said to Reuters. I know. I thought this was a novel, which means new. I thought this was a new virus. Anyway, let's move on. Democrats in New York Times blame Trump for the coronavirus.
Of course.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with him extent here. He should have. At the very least, every plane coming from Asia, you should have been tested before you could come to America.
Yep.
You're getting off the plane. You're getting tested.
Yeah. You know, it's sort of hard. It's sort of hard, but I would have done it.
Sort of hard. You know what's hard? Is go look at Italy right now.
Oh, I know.
That's hard. Go look at China. You want to see hard? That's hard.
No, I'm with you.
Testing Asians coming into a country. We're not saying you can't come. Just you're getting tested before you put one foot on God-blessed soil of the United States of America.
Yep, you're going to share Pio's old
pink
quarantine out in the desert.
There's the music. A lot more news. We'll go right through them real quick. Anything on your mind, give us a call. 844-769-2944. Daniel Esselin coming. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah,
ThePowerHour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Who cares about the coronavirus when you got that, the baseline
there?
Yeah,
exactly. It cures everything.
if only. If any baseline could, it would be that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thepowermall.com, obviously, you guys, you know where it is. You've been using it. We thank you for your support always. We thank you for trusting us. We have the real products. We're not like Amazon. We're selling fake Chinese things that looks exactly the same and it doesn't work. You're like, why isn't this vitamin D working? Or why isn't this my Reaganol killing my virus?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, because it was made in some rat lab in China.
Exactly. With rat,
with rat parts.
Parts, yeah.
That's why. Anyway, that's another story. The Power Mall, we got great products for sale. Good Health Naturally. Robert Redfern, a good interview with him a couple days ago. He's always so fun. Curcumin, Sarah enzyme, Sarah peptase, the importance of being healthy. You know, we say this over and over and over, but please use times like these to give you a little urgency. Mm-hmm. Get your health as best you can.
Right.
Get your strength. Get your, you're going to need your wits, your soul, your
immune
faith,
system.
Your immune system. You're going to need everything, even if it's not just this situation, just as the future as we go on. We're in a different world. We're in a different climate. And it's on like Donkey Kong, mm-hmm. as they say. So anyway, vitamin D3, extremely important. Lithium balance, lithium orotate, if you're depressed, the PTSD, just to help you focus better. Also anti-aging. Lithium orotate. Yeah, lithium balance. Really important. Alpha lipoic acid R. You have to have it. Health Point, the Health Point machines. Oreganol, Oregaresp, Super Silver, Optivita Silver. The Optivita Silver is great. The silver gel, the silver lozenges. We should have got another silver lozenge out today.
They're great.
I really like those silver lozenges.
You walk around getting treated while you're
enjoying
it. Yeah,
you feel like you're getting your throat a little. It's perfect. Purely C, vitamin C, again,
amazing
extremely
stuff.
Important. This is a very high quality source of vitamin C. Chagamax, another source of vitamin D3 from Grown by Nature. Dr. Groot's products, of course, the iodine. Iodine, you can purify water with iodine.
You can help
with wounds with iodine. Also, mm-hmm. it helps detoxify your pineal gland.
Yep.
It's not really in salt like it used to be in America.
No, they took it out on purpose.
Well, I don't know if it's on purpose. Whether they took it out on purpose or not, it's not in there.
It's not in there. You gotta look for it.
So, right. Some, you can find it, but.
Right, you can find
either
it.
Way, it's not the same iodine.
Right,
that
and
Dr.
it's not,
Group,
it's not good quality iodine.
Zinc, selenium, magnesium, vitamin D3, all these products, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, we have that back in stock. They changed it out a little bit, so it took a little while for us to get it. Sherry Rogers is going to be on in a little bit. We'll talk about her. Of course, the Kidney Support Cardio.com and the Strauss Heart Drops, all on sale, all at the Power Mall. I still haven't got my kidney.
No.
We're going to try the Kidney Support.
Oh, I'm excited for it.
I'm really super excited.
What's the holdup?
I don't know. It's not coming through, get it through customs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're having a hard time getting it through customs. I mean, all this stuff is, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this isn't like going down to the local store and getting it.
Yeah, this is, I mean, and also these products, you know, Wayne Elliott, who's on earlier this week, talking about the Comfrey that's been, if you have products that you really like and use and last a long time like these, you may want to stock up on them. I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Or just wait till it's an emergency and then can't get it.
And can't get it. Yeah. Bingo.
So there you go. Also selenium. Selenium is extremely important. So all those products and more, the Stetzer meters, the food stores. Now, the man of food stores, I went there at the beginning of the show, told you about that. If you order today, do not expect it to ship this week. Do not expect that you're going to get the food store this week. You will not. But when the first order's in or the first order's out. So if you say, well, I'll just wait a month until you have more, don't bother. You're going to waste your time. It may be worse in a month.
Right.
Get your order in and they'll ship it, but expect delays. I'm just being straight up honest with you. This is unprecedented demand. I've talked to other people in other food storage companies. Unprecedented, never before demand. Right. Never before.
The government's buying up mass quantities of it. So yeah. That has to tell you something.
They better.
Yeah.
Anyway, all those and more at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Uncle Kevin always wants to brush his teeth.
I love that toothpaste.
I love Vitamir.
Yeah.
Robert Tactalian, I texted him. Yes, I love Robert Tactalian. I love him and his wife. Fantastic people. And the mouthwash. I love the mouthwash. Mm-hmm. The toothpaste is like A+. The mouthwash is over the moon. I love the, and Silver Shield deodorant. Those are talking about personal care products and the shampoo. Then you don't have to have sodium lauryl sulfate.
There you go.
There's just all these little solutions that you can do. So anyway, there's options for you. Thank you so much for your purchases and everything, really. That's what keeps us here. We are moving forward. We are expanding. We are working on this program out of Houston. And things are happening. And some big heavy hitters are involved in this. And we're going to make this happen with your help. So don't forget that. Buy from the good guys.
That's
thank
right.
you. 877-817-9829. We do have a caller, Frank in Ohio. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, Frank, Tutuanambe. Hey, love you. Hey, first of all, I want to say we walk by faith, not by sight, being a believer, okay?
Yes, hopefully.
And what the people were missing the windows of opportunity for is that peacefully demonstrating. You know, I'm not calling in to divide people, but to unite people, just like you and Daniel Estill and a lot of other people. Not to divide people, but to unite people. You're missing out on the window of opportunity to protest the UN. It's terrible what the Chinese people do to them, your own people, and want to do to the rest of the world. So what people are missing out on is the places and the reasons to protest certain people. One of them, first and last, is the UN, okay, to peacefully demonstrate and show mass support and unity for this once great country. The other places that they could demonstrate on, and this is to back Trump up, not to protest Mr. Trump, although I disagree, and he's missed a lot of window of opportunities to really strengthen this country and protect this country and peace. The other places are places like the State Department, the UN embassy, Chinese embassy here in America. I don't even know if they have one.
That's a good point.
There are a number of places, Monsanto, to protest. Okay, to protest Monsanto, okay? There are a number of places that people can stage to support. support Mr. Trump, but more than Mr. Trump, okay, to support unity and bring about unity in peaceful demonstrations and protests in this country. The State Department needs to be protested because of the way they're conducting affairs. The World Health Organization is involved in this up to their eyeballs. We need to protest the BSL labs that are around this country. So there are a number to support Mr. Trump and good health and a future life for our children and grandchildren. You know, this abortion issue stands as an abomination before God. We can protest these centers, okay? We can protest the BSL labs around the country. We can protest a number of places, and that would be helping Mr. Trump and supporting and bringing about unity in life, the preservation of life, and the preservation of this country.
Well, thank you so much, Frank.
People are missing out on that, and there are a number of different areas in America that people could unite in peaceful harmony, in unity, and really demonstrate and give power to the voice of Americans.
Let me ask you a question about that. Have you heard the interview with Sheriff Mack? Were you listening then?
I'm back in Sheriff Mack. I didn't hear the interview.
Okay, all right. Well, then maybe you probably can't answer the question. But the basic plan, and we'll get to this more. Keep listening, and then I want to get your perspective on what you think. Because to me, America can the only thing that can unite America is the Bill of Rights. That you can be Republican, Democrat, you can be all across the board, and you can agree on the Bill of Rights. And I think that's religious, non-religious. I think that's where we meet. I really feel that. Anyway, thank you. Go. Last thought. I got to go. 10 seconds. Go ahead, Frank.
I'm a political atheist. The politics have helped destroy this country.
So sure.
I'm a political atheist. But I am a God-fearing, God-loving man. We do walk by faith, not by sight. But we don't want to lose the opportunities to peacefully unite and protest the things that we know have been going on for decades.
Great point, Frank. We really appreciate your call, buddy. Have a great weekend. Let me do a little news, and then we'll get to Brian. Just hang tight, Brian. Trump says U.S. is way ahead on coronavirus response due to his actions.
Well, that's what he's probably being told, but I think we're way behind, to be honest with you. We're protesting less than 1,000 people.
The do-nothing Democrats were busy wasting time on immigration and anything else they could to make the Republican Party look bad while I was busy calling early border and flight closings. Now, I will give him some credit.
Yeah.
That is true.
He did do that.
Okay, I will give him some credit on that. I'm not going to be.
It wasn't enough.
Well, he should have stopped those flights or at least tested them. Trump Jr. says Dems, left wing media have reached a new level of sickness by politicizing coronavirus. Yeah, that is funny.
That is.
Here's a story for you.
No.
Arkansas police offer to test meth for coronavirus.
Yeah, bring your meth. Bring all your meth to the station. We'll test it for you.
Here's their ploy. St. Francis County Sheriff issued a public service announcement. Better be safe than sorry. So bring your meth in and we'll test it for you.
You got to be out of your mind.
Well, they're trying to get people stupid enough to bring.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I don't know. It's kind of funny. God help us. 41 Dem senators vote against protecting already born babies from being legally murdered. Did you see this
story? I saw that.
This is why anybody wants to call me partisan or whatever, I don't care. This DNC, this National Democratic Party, can go to hell.
That's right.
Because that's what they're for, is hell on earth.
And if the Lord sends lightning bolts down to strike these people, I would not.
41 of these Democrat senators, there was a bill that babies born alive, that they can get medical care so they can...
Yeah.
So they can live. And they said, no.
Nope.
No, we don't want that.
We don't want
Kill them.
Kill them. We want the parts.
Coincidence. CDC official hitting the coronavirus panic switch is Rod Rosenstein's sister. You see the front person out front who's talking about the coronavirus and the CDC?
Right.
Rod Rosenstein's sister. Oh, well, the incestuous deep state rats
and everywhere. There's hundreds everywhere.
Hundreds of dead voters still registered for 2020 election in Pennsylvania, lawsuit claims. Well, that's not surprising at all. William Binney says a few months he can get it get all this solved on a national basis. Thing. And if it was local election, he'd probably do it in a weekend.
Probably.
New Jersey City approves public broadcast of Muslim call to prayer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's they won't let you pray. They won't say the Lord's Prayer in school, no, but they'll blast the Muslim prayer call. USA says Chinese ship fired laser at an American aircraft.
I believe that, sure. Why wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know. So if this is from the AP.
Yeah. That sounds logical. I mean,
With all this going on, you got these crazy little stories like this. What's going on here? The new burger chef makes $3 an hour and never goes home. Oh, it's a robot.
It's a robot, yeah. it never stops except for an oil lube.
You remember when Bernie Sanders cried about $15 an hour minimum wage at the Burger King?
Yeah.
Well, this is what happens.
Answer. This is the
this
answer.
This is what happens when you won't, quote unquote, minimum wage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now you won't have a job.
You won't have a job.
And then they'll give you a UBI, Universal Basic Income. Then they control you, and then they got your whole life. That's the plan.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Your money gets cut off.
Right. You go to certain websites. Well, you're going to get docked. You can't access your money.
No.
Why? You can't begin a check because that's against society.
That's right.
You're hurting society.
That's right.
A danger to society.
You're against the rules. You lose your $1,000 this month.
You went to a pro-life church and spoke out. You put something on Facebook about aborted babies. Mm-hmm. You're hurting women's feelings. You're a bad person.
That's right.
You see, this is de facto social credit score. It's going in the back door. We can't even see it.
Oh, yeah. If you ruffle any feathers, your money is going to get cut off.
We do have a caller, Brian in Kansas. Brian in Kansas, you're live on the air, my friend. Got to go quickly, but go ahead.
Okay, when you were talking about all these basically African immigrants or whatever that Turkey's going to flood into Europe, I'm reading a book called Myth of the 20th Century by Alfred Rosenberg. It was written in 1931, and he says in the book, when they flood Europe with Africans, it'll be the end of Western civilization.
Whoa,
that's true. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
What's the name?
And he says, it's Myth of the 20th Century by Alfred Rosenberg, written in 1931. He also says that in the future, the Soviet Union is going to be like the United States, and the United States is going to be like the Soviet Union.
Oh, my gosh.
Blow your mind about it is he was the Nazi party ideologue. He was the head Nazi that wrote all their stuff, okay?
Wow.
And he's Jewish. He's from Estonia. There was a journalist from Hungary named CSZE that went and, checked it out and said, the guy's Jewish. His family's Jewish, whatever. So here the Nazi party ideologue is a Jew from Estonia. And he's writing all this stuff that when I read it, it just makes my hair on the back of my neck stand up because everything he talks about is going on now. It's coming true.
I got goosebumps right now just listening to what you said, for sure. Now, this plan that we're working on coming out of Houston, and there are a lot of people working very diligently, and we're all taxed, and we all got a lot going on. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, when we get it together, we have it, and we're going to put it out to you. And everybody's upset, and everybody doesn't like what's going on. I am telling you, I've talked to a lot of, this is the best plan, a best opportunity for us to have some kind of peaceful situation, even if it's not peaceful. This is our best preparation for it. We're going to offer you this plan. We're going to offer you this opportunity. We're going to need your support. We want you to join on and be part of this. If you are not, what are we going to do? So you get ready, get your mind right. Help us, support us, and be ready when it's coming here very quickly, and we're going to need you. So, Brian, thank you so much for that call. Anything else, just quickly, last thought is yours.
Last thought?
Yeah, last thought. You got about 10 seconds.
Okay, the other thing that I found interesting studying this stuff, Hitler's bodyguard and chauffeur, his name was Emil Maurice in the 30s. He dated Hitler's niece, and he was Jewish. And the bodyguard and chauffeur was a Jew.
Yeah.
So
wow.
What it tells me, we're getting a lot of garbage in our history. You can look him up on the internet. You can look up Alfred Rosenberg. They executed him at Nuremberg. And it just goes on and on. They also, there's a book about a family called the Zvi Dibanko Palenzuelos, who changed their name to Warburg. They're Jewish. They owned Auschwitz-Birkenau during World War II.
Wow. Thank you for the information.
So anyway.
Got to run, buddy. Great information. You have a great weekend, Brian. Back to news. California abnormally dry after low precipitation winter. Oh, what else is new?
They're controlling the weather.
Swarms of locusts. Those locusts are still going.
They're still eating. They got to eat.
They're not done.
If it's green, they eat it.
After a decade of historic growth, wind power is now the most used renewable energy source in the U.S. and also the most
inefficient.
Worthless. Yeah. Inefficient.
Inefficient.
Pandemic simulation game Plague Inc. pulled from iOS App Store in China. So there's a simulation game, or not game, but kind of a, you can put in simulations of how the virus
spread. Spread.
Yeah, and they took it off the store in China.
They had probably had that 20 years ago.
Researchers designed first of its kind wearable device that can monitor animals' health through their fur. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Researchers from Imperial College have invented a first-of-its-kind health-tracking sensor for pets and people that can monitor vital signs through fur or clothing. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. I'll get you one.
Don't put on the dog or put on me. Tons of vitamin C arrive in Wuhan, China. You think they don't know something?
Oh, they know. Yeah, vitamin C is supposed to be great for viruses.
We can all agree that 50 tons of vitamin C, 50 tons.
That's a lot.
A ton is 2,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. So this is 100,000 mm-hmm. pounds.
And I heard they're treating them over there with intravenous vitamin C up to 50 grams a day.
The news media are not reporting this or any other significantly positive mega vitamin news. This is from Health Impact News. I'm telling you, that vitamin C, that Purely C from...
one of the best vitamin C's around.
We sent it to Sherry Rogers, and she's like, oh, wow, this is really good vitamin mm-hmm. C.
You just can't buy the vitamin C off the counter. You know?
I got an email from somebody. Mm-hmm. Who was it from? I think it was Mike. Mike always sends me thoughtful emails. He's always got... wants to run down something in the Power Mall. But Mike, you know, he brought the point about why does this cost so much more? I can get cheap vitamin C at the store.
You get what you pay for.
Mike, it's not the same vitamin C.
Right. It's totally different.
You can get some value from some of these places. Vitamin C is one. You can get some value. Mm-hmm. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I mean, super high quality.
You wouldn't take that over-the-shelf thing and put it in your veins like they're doing in China.
No.
Totally different.
You wouldn't dare.
You wouldn't dare.
Scientists may be close to curing celiac disease and gluten intolerance. Let me give you a little tip.
Stop eating GMO.
Yeah. Stop spraying it with Roundup.
Roundup.
Stop spraying it with Roundup. Stop eating GMO. And then try that for 6 months and see where it goes.
There you go.
Wow, look. Daniel, the Power Hour, just cured celiac.
Cured my celiac disease. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that special?
Amazing. Yep. We got a couple minutes. If anyone wants to get a call in real quick, we got a couple minutes. Aloe vera for whiter teeth and healthier gums. Here's what you should know. It reduces gum inflammation, stops cavity-causing germs, whitens teeth, possibly. To get the full benefits of aloe vera for your mouth, make sure you choose a high-quality product. There you go. You got a couple news stories you want to?
Well, just something that goes along with the why I think it's real, this coronavirus. The Navy quarantines all ships recently docked in the Pacific port. The Army has been, over the years, pretty careless with American lives, putting them in danger, putting them in. And so if the Navy now is quarantining them, I think it's real. And then Hyundai shuts down another Korean plant after a worker tests positive for the coronavirus.
Let me take the other side of that argument.
Okay.
About the Army or the Navy, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You can make that argument that, yes, it's serious, so now even they see the seriousness of it. Or you could say they're part of the plot to bring in martial law in America.
Yeah, true.
You can make both of them.
Yeah, you can
make both. Or maybe the truth. And the truth probably is somewhere in the middle.
Right. I agree.
for both those things. Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely a threat. I don't think there's any question. There's a huge threat to the virus.
Huge threat.
Man-made, not man-made, bats, snakes.
Come from outer space. Or
Johnny
whatever.
Made in his basement. I mean, there's a threat.
Something's going on.
Any other stories you got? We got about a minute.
Let's see. Geneva Auto Car Show canceled in Switzerland. So even in Switzerland, they're taking this very serious.
Yes, when it starts affecting commerce, when you see...
When it shuts down commerce, that's a big, big tell. That's something
usually.
Wrong. Usually.
Not always, but usually.
People don't like to lose money. Companies don't like to lose money. Yeah, they're in for profit only, you know? They don't care about people. They don't care about the environment. The only thing they care about is profit. So when they start losing money because of they're shutting down for some virus or alleged virus, I would take it very serious that there's some sort of problem.
Daniel Esselin's coming up. What do we want to ask Daniel, Dave in New York? Mm-hmm. The billion rounds of hollow point.
Yeah, where'd they go?
Where'd they go? Who are they for?
I'd like some of them. I got some, but I'd like more.
Yeah, we can use them.
We could. I love to shoot those hollow points. Those are nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. You have something inside you that nobody can touch. Government can touch. It's an offense to God what's going on. When you stand up and you realize that and be able to unite people, we don't need to name enemies or communists or this or that.
No.
We all know the enemy. The enemy is anybody who's restricting the Bill of Rights, your liberty. We hold these truths to be self-evident. See us.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
About antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.